With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Fans of the show Friends were relieved when Netflix announced the sitcom is staying on the streaming service for now. But Chandler, Phoebe, and the gang might not be there for long. We'll explain why in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. The total net worth of U.S. households rose to $109 trillion during the third quarter of 2018 as higher property and stock prices boosted Americans' wealth. The increase on the quarter was 1.9%, or about $2 trillion. Household wealth in the stock market increased by about $1.2 trillion in the third quarter. That reflects higher equity valuations. And the value of households' real estate increased by about $298 billion. While home valuations remained high in the quarter, that advance was much smaller than the roughly $363 billion gain in the second quarter. Meanwhile, the U.S. poverty rate shrank over the past 5 years as median household incomes made modest improvements during the most recent economic recovery. The poverty rate fell to 14.6% in the years 2013 through 2017. That compares with about 15% in the 2008 to 2012 period. The Census Bureau says the poverty rate fell for 14% of U.S. counties and went up in 8.4% of counties. And Walgreens has partnered with FedEx to launch a nationwide next-day prescription home delivery service as the drugstore chain makes efforts to compete with Amazon and other rivals. The service, which is known as Walgreens Express, will allow patients to preview costs for their medicine, also prepay for eligible prescriptions, and choose between home delivery or express pickup in stores. For a $4.99 fee, patients can have their prescriptions delivered by FedEx to their home as early as the next day. The service is currently available in Dallas, Chicago, New York City, and Florida cities Miami, Gainesville, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, and will expand to additional locations in 2019. It's been about 15 years since new episodes of the sitcom Friends appeared on NBC, but the show's reruns have been sitting front and center in a tug-of-war of sorts between WarnerMedia and Netflix. Elizabeth Winkler is a columnist with the Journal's Heard on the Street team, and she can fill in some details here for us. So, Elizabeth, fans of the show were concerned that it might leave Netflix, where they can currently watch Friends, but the Central Perk gang will be on Netflix through 2019. Was that kind of a surprise move?
Yes, that's right. On December 3rd, the Friends page on Netflix had a warning to viewers that the show wouldn't be available anymore after the end of 2018. And there was a bit of a panic. Where are we going to watch our Friends episodes now? And then it came out on the next day, the 4th, that Netflix would continue its licensing deal with WarnerMedia, now owned by AT&T, and the show would continue to be available on Netflix through 2019.
You know, as you're writing your Heard on the Street column, it would make sense for WarnerMedia to take back the rights to Friends. It owns the rights to Friends. But the parent AT&T kind of needs to stay on everyone's good side.
That's right. I think they're guarding against risk. They are currently, you know, still entangled with the Department of Justice over their acquisition of WarnerMedia, formerly Time Warner. The Justice Department is appealing that decision. So I think they don't want to be looking like they're flexing their newfound power over consumers too openly right now. And, you know, they also get a lot of cash from the licensing deal. So that's they're looking to launch a new streaming service next year. They've taken on a lot of debt with the new acquisition. So why not take a nice check from Netflix?
And Friends was on the air from 1994 to 2004. Not only do its reruns live on, but it's one of Netflix's most valuable shows.
That's right. It's pretty amazing. People still love binging Friends. I think it's one of the top three sitcoms, actually. So, yeah, you would think that WarnerMedia would want to take that back, put it, you know, on HBO, which is their current streaming service, and potentially bring a lot of viewers over to HBO. Maybe they wouldn't cancel their Netflix subscription. They'll find other things to watch there. But, you know, you could get some more eyeballs at HBO on their streaming service. Maybe they think that Friends is not quite, like, the right mix with HBO's other offerings. But, you know, then the other option will be for them to put it on their Warner streaming service, which is slated to come out in the next year or so.
So it wouldn't be a surprise if WarnerMedia does bring Friends back into its fold in 2020 to go on to that new streaming service. But you point out it could be a non-exclusive arrangement.
Yeah, that's what the company has said, which means viewers could find Friends both on Warner Media's streaming service and still find it on Netflix, which is a bit of an odd arrangement. You would think Warner Media would want to make it exclusive. But, you know, by continuing to license it to Netflix, they sort of get to have the cash from Netflix. They get the content. They're sort of having their cake and eating it, too.
Central Perk and Smelly Cat could bring in some good cash rewards for Warner Media.
That's right.
That's Heard on the Street columnist Elizabeth Winkler joining us here in our studio. Elizabeth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.